Okay, so what we would like to do before dinner is just take a short time. Yeah, it's a short time. To honour our dear sister Nat. So, Nat, one of the things that we do, for those who have been involved, you know, we all do lots and lots of service. We do all the time. But some of us, a few of us, do some service for a long time. And when that happens for a long time, and they step back for a while, we do want to take some time to thank them for their sort of extended commitment. And so Nat's been doing youth work for 7 years. Yes, no, 7 years. It's not five. Some of us did the maths. We used base 10. Anyhow, for 7 years. Both across Antioch Youth and Youth Work. and so we want to say thank you. So what we've asked is Katrina Penn, who's going to be representing Youth Link, and then also JP, who's going to be representing Antioch Youth, who just come up and honour that for our service for youth, Katrina.
Nat, there you are. I get to honour you again. So Rebecca sent me an email which she really wanted me to read out first, so I'm going to do that, and then I'll add it on the end. So this is from Rebecca Delaghi. Nat, a huge thank you for 7 years of service, not just to one but two youth groups, which was a huge commitment and a lot of work. I remember your self-sacrificial decision to do both AY and Youth Link and miss out on being with your peers in YPO due to the lack of time this would leave you with, and your reasoning for that, and you stepped in to do that despite working full-time. You have worked with all kinds of different people with different ideas in these past 7 years, yet have always remained calm, open to communication and sorting things through, and in a good place in all your relationships, which is a credit to your flexibility and mature approach to relationships around you in a very Christ-like fashion. You have loved our youth in so many ways by listening, wise advice, serving and doing any and all jobs around you, and giving many reassuring hugs and hard moments, and being there faithfully and at all times that I know these relationships will go on. So that's from Rebecca. And from me, Nat. Love you. You are amazing. You are one of the most humble people that I know. You serve your heart out, often in the background, without asking for thanks or recognition. You also do the jobs that go unnoticed, and you are willing to lay your life down for the youth. And the other thing that I thought about was how you really remember things about each individual. You really care about each of our young people as an individual, and you know them as an individual, and they know that about you, that they're just not seen as a collective group that you're kind of doing youth or AY for, but you really care about each of them, and you remember things about them and follow up with them about that. As Rebecca said, you know, you'll be really missed, but all of those relationships are going to go on because you've made an impact on all of their lives forever. So.
So I very heartily agree with all the things that Katrina and Rebecca said. I tried to say a few things that are slightly different. But just for some context, 3 years ago, Tommy and Karen left to Glasgow. They were leading the youth program for many years, and when they left, I got asked with Nat and Susan to take leadership for the Antioch Youth program. At the time, Nat was just finishing her visa. I think it was a 2-year visa, so 2 plus 3 equals 5, not 7. But her visa had just expired, and she was trying to find a way to stay in London. And she ended up, for the first 4 months of the youth program, she was in Belgium, and she was stuck there waiting for her visa, and she only got here in January that year. But I was really impressed and struck during that time by the way Nat was contributing to the team, by kind of the, it was, her attitude was very much, I want to do what I can to support this. It really came across to me very strongly that she wanted to be here and she wanted to be doing this youth work. If I were stuck in Belgium for a few months, I would try to make it as much of a holiday as I can. But she was trying to support us as much as she could. We did team meetings on, well, not Zoom, on Skype before it was cool, by the way. But that was the way it started. But since then, I really experienced Nat as a very as a person who's very pleasant to work with. It really is it's a great experience working together. And maybe one thing I'd like to highlight that strikes me the most is the love that she has for each and every one of our younger brothers and sisters. And maybe the one example that I remember the most is a year and a half ago, COVID comes, lockdown, and I'm kind of going crazy trying to figure out what we're going to do with this youth program. We can't meet anymore, we have to take things online, and my head's all over the place with all these big plans. But time and again, Nat really brought me back to, there are people here and we're trying to do something that needs to work for them. What is going to serve them the most? And that's a big testament of the heart she has for each and every one of our brothers and sisters. And I asked them for a few words that they would say to Nat. So I'm just going to finish by reading out some of the words that the youth want to say to Nat or about them. Nat always makes youth lots and lots of fun. Nat is amazing and her presence helps everyone be better. I appreciate Nat because she always cares and does so much for us youth. Nat is amazing, thoughtful, and I think she's absolutely spectacular. She has been a really important person for me to encounter in my life. Nat is amazing, she always understands and she always makes me smile. Nat, you're so amazing and so kind. We've enjoyed all the time spent with you, and if we have a choice, we choose to spend even longer. You have supported our sharing group, you have put up with every move that we have been in, from hearing us rant about school to stopping us from acting like 5-year-olds again. We are grateful that we had you as a leader for so many years, and I am grateful, Nat, for the 2 years that we served together.
And then the opportunity to come